Hey, it's Kelly, and you are listening to The Edge on the Velvet's Edge podcast. Well, folks, as Mercury retrograde would have it, I had a major travel snafu today, and we had technical difficulties. So we will be back with a new episode of The Edge with Chip Dorsch next Friday. Sorry, Susan. Chip Dorsch is out celebrating Pride Month also. So, I mean, who knows? We may even have some Sledapalooza updates. I hope you guys have a fabulous weekend still. And when you're out there living on the edge, always remember to act casual. I mean, God, I nailed that by myself. Chip Dorsch, maybe you're fired. I don't know. To hold you guys over till next weekend, here is one of my favorite episodes where Chip coaxed me into telling one of my most embarrassing stories. I don't know why I do this to myself, but here you go. Hey, 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 hey. You don't know what song I'm singing now. You're trying so
I was like trying to follow. You know that SNL skit where they like... One of them singing a fake song.
No.
It's Kat and Garth. They act like they're like God. A duo that's rehearsed, but they don't know the songs. And it's Kristen Wiig and who's the guy from Portlandia?
Oh, Armisen.
Yeah, Fred Armisen. It's Kat and Garth, and like they're trying to follow each other to sound like
but
a duo.
It's not a real song.
And they're just making up words. It's so good.
That sounds so funny. Can we tell the people what we just did?
Yes.
We just took a call with Cameo.
Yes, we did.
You
it's
know
happening,
what?
You guys.
First things first, Cameo. Second things second, merch.
Yes. So we're going to have some fun with Cameo. We're going to keep.
So.
Yeah. Like.
You guys, I mean, I will say, I want your opinion, like what we should target, you know, like send us the messages, slide into my DMs or email us at casual@velvetsedge.com and tell us the angles you would like us to take or just hire us on Cameo.
Yeah. I mean, we'll do the regular ones, but we want them to be fun for us.
Tell
too.
Them some of your ideas.
Well, you know, there was a really famous one where Mark McGrath had to break up with somebody over a Cameo.
I'm afraid I might like get too upset.
And, yeah. So, I mean,
unless that person was like a dick and they cheated. I'd be like, I got this.
right. Yeah. Yeah. If you want us to break up with somebody, we need the backstory.
Yeah. You got to tell us why they're terrible.
We're happy to like give your secrets to somebody. We'll even do it anonymously
like,
if you
what?
Want, but we don't want to ruin anybody's life. We don't want to do anything that's mean spirited, but if you want to play a joke on somebody and tell them that like you might've given them an STD, we'll do a joke.
Right. Yeah. I mean, but like, is that a joke?
If it's not true, it is.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like but I don't really want to deliver that news. Yeah. Like, why don't you go be an adult? Yeah. Don't hire us on Cameo. We also can have some holiday festivities.
Yeah, we might be dressing up. We might do some dress up ones.
Or just answer sex and dating questions like we do on here because we're such experts.
We're such experts.
Chip, when do you think the last time you had sex was?
Oh my God. I mean, honestly, I can't remember. I mean, it's like, I'm like a big, huge capital expert.
Wow. Well, I had sex last night.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, well, then Kelly's going to answer all the questions today. I'm going to go drink.
Yes. We are drinking again. I should mention that. And someone messaged me. Where was it? Let me find that. Another great at casual episode. Love when you guys drink and only wish they were longer. Keep the laughs coming. I felt like last week's was like an hour and I got pretty loose.
I feel like when we started this, we were like, if we keep these to 20 minutes, it's good.
Yeah. I'm going to read through some of the messages I got regarding last week's episode. First of all, I need to report back that smiley fries are in fact a thing. I got a ton of messages about that. It's by this company called McCain. And they are in the shape of smiles and they're fries.
I just got an air fryer, so I'm going to have to try them.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. I've been wanting one. You'll have to keep me posted.
You know, I'm so weird about new things. Like,
takes you a second.
Well, yeah. Like, I don't want it to be dirty, so I don't like want to use it, but.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah.
Like, when you buy something new, do you wait for the perfect time to wear it?
Kinda, yeah.
See, I don't. I'm like, the second I have any excuse to wear it, I do it.
I'm not one of those people that like leaves that like sticky plastic film on things. You know, when you get like an electronic, like sometimes they have like, there's like a little plastic film.
Like a little screen.
Some people will leave that on as like to
that's
keep
like
it from getting scratched.
That's equivalent to putting plastic wrap on your sofa to me. You know what I mean? Like, you know, those really psycho OCD people and they're like,
yeah.
You make you sit on the couch. I've never actually had to do that. I feel like that's in a TV
there's
show.
There's a scene in Don't Be a Menace in South Central while drinking your juice in the hood, which is one
like
of my favorite movies.
The longest title ever.
But there's a scene. I mean, it's obviously the movie is like really farcical, and there's a scene.
Really,
where
what?
It's like farcical. I think that's a word. I use it a lot. Farce, you know, where the guy. It's Sean Wayans.
This is another thing I need to start every week. What big word did Chip use this week?
Sean Wayans visits his father, who is younger than him.
His father is? Yeah. Okay, that's funny.
His father's younger than him. But like literally everything in the house is covered in plastic.
Yeah.
Like the stove.
Oh my God.
Like everything
he's
is
trying
covered
to keep
in plastic.
It nice.
Yeah, he's keep trying to keep nice. It nice. Yeah.
I think Dorinda Medley says that. Keep it nice. Something like that. Okay, another message we got said, hey, I just finished today's Act Casual. I cannot handle people calling me sweetheart, especially my hubby. When he does, I just don't respond. Hun, H-U-N, and Hun, H-O-N are non-starters for me also.
I agree.
Terrible. This one came, do you remember, this was like, God, maybe one of the first sex and dating, what is this
episode?
Called? Episode. Wow. I want to blame COVID brain. It was a mini stroke. I actually think that it was the Bud Light seltzers I had last night. This guy wrote in and he was telling us about his wife's vibrator, and it was like the only way she could have an orgasm. Oh, yeah, and we were like, we're so proud of you, Eric, for being open to that. So he responded and he says, hey, Kelly, I know it's been several weeks, but I wanted to send you a belated thank you for responding to my questions and comments on an early sex and dating episode. You will recall that I was the listener who shared that after almost a 10 years of marriage, together 17 years at the time, with my amazing partner who hardly ever had an orgasm, an $80 magic wand vibrator purchased later, and she always has 3 to 6 orgasms per usage, 3 to 6.
Boom.
I'm like, damn. Once a week. It
she's
takes,
had them stored up for 17 years.
I guess so. She's like, letting them fly free now.
Yeah.
It takes 1 to 2 minutes using the vibrator to have her first orgasm. 1 to 2 minutes?
Boom.
Never in my life. Okay. I am still in amazement what a difference this purchase made in our sex life. I remember you told me on the episode you were proud of me, and though you couldn't see it, I'm sure I blushed. I sincerely appreciate the feedback you and Chip gave me on that episode. I listen to every episode and I love your vibe with Chip. I know you recently mentioned that many of your commenters are female. I represent the happily married 45-year-old demographic. Thanks for doing what you do.
Eric
in North Carolina.
Thanks, Eric.
Love Eric. And I love, I mean, we talked about this before, but like that he's not threatened by the vibrator and
no.
He's not like, oh, this is because I'm inadequate. It's just like, it's sometimes really hard for girls to have orgasms.
Well, and I think what's also important in that lesson too is like so many people are selfish when it comes to sex.
Mm.
And that lesson right there is about him making sure that his wife has pleasure.
Yeah.
Which is really fucking important.
It's so important, especially after that much time. Like if you're not happy in your sex life, I just feel like that's going to go downhill for your relationship. 100%. Don't you think?
That's like, you'll either start looking elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we got another story from our girl, Brittany.
Can she just move to Nashville? I'm like, I mean, I have 2 extra rooms in my house. She
I
can
mean,
have one
there
free.
You go. Okay, Brittany, there's your invitation.
By the way, like, Brittany, like, you have fans.
She does.
You're like, you get fan mail.
We get messages about Brittany. This one's not going to disappoint either.
Okay, good.
Okay, ready for this one? Went on a Bumble date. Dude was a total douche. Knew it wasn't going anywhere. I feel bad about this next part, though. He told me I was his first Bumble date, and I said, beware, because my guy friend ends up really liking this chick for her to be like, okay, I gotta tell you, I'm trans. I'm confused by that sentence.
She said her guy friend was on a date, really liked a girl, and then she said, I'm
okay,
trans.
Get to my car, get a fucking dissertation about how he is trans. Listen, I don't judge, I don't care, I support it. However, I like dick and want kids, so I feel like you should put that on your page to give people a heads up. So I tell him I had no clue. This was like 2 years ago, and I have learned since then But he said, I did put it on my page. It says FTM. He said he was a medic, so I thought FTM meant firefighter to medic. I read it on his page.
I'm dead.
Lesson learned. And so she said they ended up being friends with, and then, oh wait, so I ended up being friends with someone I know, and they sent me this after I heard the story, and it's this picture of him, and it says, it's D-Day, y'all, and it's a picture of him, and I'll have to post it maybe, but I feel like that's a violation.
Yeah, I wouldn't post
it. He posted it, but anyway, he basically, I guess he got a dick.
Amazing.
I mean, the only Britney, though, you know? I mean, only Britney.
Such a, like, I just love the fireman to medic.
Yeah, like that's what she thought. Fireman to medic. I mean, well-rounded? I don't know. Okay, so we have a ton of questions to get to. So I really actually, this is what the problem when I post on Instagram when we record the next day is then we have, or we record that day. I think that's what I did last week. So then I had all this like fall over of like more questions. Right. So I think we should try to get through as many as we can because there's some pretty good ones.
Rapid fire questions.
Okay, I'll do a little rapid fire. Here's how we start. So I think my guy is trying to get me to lick his hole. I knew.
Oh my gosh. Chip was, I was drinking wine. I almost spit it.
Mid rosé sip. And I knew. I knew I was going to tell by your delivery
that you were trying to make me laugh.
But this is a real question from Lisa. What's the thought on this guy's perspective? From a guy's perspective. I think that's maybe the only one here is you.
I mean, I think you should try it, but I would also make sure that, like, he's prepared. Like, you don't just...
Meaning what? You, like, that, clean? Like, take a shower?
And cleaned. Yeah.
What about cleaned up the hair?
I mean, she might like hair.
Have I ever told the busy booty story on this?
I don't think you have.
Oh, man.
But before we get to your busy booty story, look, I think if he wants it, you should try it. Okay. But don't just like be like, okay, time to lick your butthole.
I have a question. Clean. Okay, so that's, I see that. I wouldn't even, and this is like going to sound so, you know, not good at sex, but like, I don't think I would know what to do to lick a butt.
I mean.
A to M, you know? I don't know how to do it. Oh, M to A.
Yeah.
Right.
M to A. I mean, you just kind of lick it and tongue it.
Is it the same as like what a guy does to a girl, like with the clit?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Do you actually put your tongue in the hole?
You can, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. That's why you want to make sure like...
They're clean. You're clean. Like they didn't just go take a shit. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I feel like that's also... It can be
very pleasurable for a man, so...
Okay.
But I also think too, if you do it and you, like, you're like, that's really not for me. Like I tried it. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair too. Like
I think like, I mean, okay. Within a blowjob sometimes, you know, you're like licking all around. So I'm pretty sure I've gotten pretty close.
Yeah.
But like I haven't intentionally been like, let me lick your asshole.
Right, right.
And I think that most of the guys I date are like, they're just such like dudes that they're like, wait, what? You know?
Yeah.
But I think they would probably like it if they let me do it. But I don't know. Like my boyfriend now, I can't imagine him letting me lick his asshole.
I bet you he would.
You think?
I bet he would.
I don't know. I have some news about that. I'll tell you guys later. Okay, I'm going to tell the busy booty story because I think it's pretty funny,
right?
Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
So when I was like, this goes back to, I love when we have all these stories now about how naive I used to be, right? Like, so this is when I first moved to Nashville again. And I was, this is really tying into some other stories we told because this is right around the time of that old baseball player situation.
Right.
And so my friend that I was traveling with, she lived in California and she had this really great lady who waxed her vag.
Like
and
that like came to her house or
no,
like you
she
went
was,
to a salon?
You go to this, it was like her little studio, but she was European. She was, I think she was French and she barely spoke English. She didn't really talk to you, but she was really fucking good at her job. Okay. Well, I had never been waxed before and I was just like, okay, sure, whatever. I've never like had stuff down there, but I've just gotten rid of it in different ways. So she's like, no. You got to try my girl. She's going to change your life. And I was scared because waxing, I've heard, hurts. And so I go in. It was painful, but I've since had experiences that were much more painful. Like this lady was that good. But so when you're waxing, they do like the top. They do like the lips. And then they make you like get in this position, like you're, I don't even know how to describe it. Like you lay on your back, you pull your legs up, like you pull your knees to your shoulders, and they're like getting in there to get the
like
ass.
You're changing a baby diaper.
I guess, yeah. But I didn't have my legs in the air necessarily. They were just up to my shoulders. And so I'm like spread out for this lady, right? She goes into my butt. So I'm not telling this story. My mom is going to be like, you are so insane. But literally she goes, oh, busy booty. I've never been more mortified, but I don't think I even knew I had hair back there. So for 20,
we say that to Kelly all the time. Ever, no, ooh, busy booty.
One of our friend's daughters calls me busy booty. It's mortifying. She's
she doesn't know why.
She doesn't know what it means, but she was like, oh, I heard busy booty got COVID. I was like, cool.
Speaking of the diaper, my friend Jen, she went to like a Russian place when we lived in New York to get waxed. And she said her woman used to be like, now lift your leg like baby diaper.
Yeah. That's literally what the lady said to me or did to me. And then she violated me by calling me busy booty. It should have been insulting, but like I couldn't argue it. It was like, okay.
You're like, I haven't seen it. Can't be true.
Yeah.
Send me a pic.
Out of sight, out of mind. Send me a pic. Take a pic of that shit. Anyway, I would hope that your guy, because I would assume guys' buttholes are much more hairy than girls.
I mean, not every guy's is, but
how do you know?
I mean, well, I haven't seen every guy's butthole, right. But I've seen a range of them.
But so some guys are just hairier.
Yeah, some guys are hairier.
Ugh, if he has a hairy back,
some guys
back,
wax
though,
too.
Wax their buttholes.
Yeah, I've never done it. I've had friends that do it, and they like they love it. But I think the growing back part is a pain in the ass. Like it's like,
what do you mean, like stubble?
Yeah, and it itches.
Yeah.
Nobody wants an itchy butthole.
Nobody. That's like a hemorrhoid.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for a hemorrhoid. Okay. So this one comes from Rachel. She says, asking for a friend, how do you get comfortable in bed? Let's say if one calls you vanilla under the sheets. Ugh, rude. How do you get comfortable being a freak in the sheets? For me, being a dirty whore in bed is embarrassing and hard for me to do. I'm married and all and not talking slutty or anything. I just hit 40 and looking for a way to change things up in the bedroom. I'm sure my hubby would welcome the change, but so not comfortable saying dirty things or making noises. How does one get there? Or are you just different way? Are there just different ways married people have sex these days? What do you think, Chip?
Well, I'm not married, but I'm not speaking from experience. I'm also pretty celibate at this point, but I digress. I think that maybe start, like, don't wait till you're in bed to broach this subject. Like, start out of the bedroom and say, you know, you've called me vanilla. I want to fix that. Like, what are some things that really turn you on? And then be like, acknowledge that there's discomfort and you're like, I'm willing to do this. I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. Can we at least laugh through it for a bit? And then I think you'll find a place where it's like, you know what? Like acting slutty might feel really empowering, or like having him talk to you like you're slutty, or I don't know what it is. Like find out what it is that like turns him on and give him the license to be honest. Because I think maybe there isn't something that like they're not being completely open with each other if it's they're happily married and they're having sex, but it's not, they still feel vanilla, like somebody's holding something back. So I think start as a conversation and then take it to the sheets. And it's not, I don't think it's going to be perfect the first time. You're going to have to get there. But I think eventually just being honest about it outside of the bedroom will spice things up inside the bedroom.
I actually think that's really good. I also think it's like when you've had sex with someone for so many years, you just like figure out what's going to get them off. What, like, how do we do this easy? And sometimes you just get stuck in the motions and you forget to do the whole excitement part of sex, you know, or like the buildup or the foreplay like we talk about. So I think it's a kind of a really great idea to actually be like, okay, let's talk about it. Like, what are you wanting from me? I will say, like, I have a hard time with dirty talk. I think I've said that before.
Yeah, it makes me laugh too.
It's just like so stupid. Like if I'm in the moment and something comes to my head, then I'm going to fucking say it.
Right.
But like, if he would say to me like, ooh, talk dirty, I'm like, what do you want me to say?
I'd be like, I just farted.
Or it's just like, ooh, baby, yeah.
Like, then
it's
you just feel like you're making a shitty porno.
Well,
like,
and it's if it's not natural, it's just frustrating. So the other thing I would say, though, okay, so I did this podcast earlier this week with this lady. Her name's Davi Maisha, and she is all about like sensual energy and finding the balance and like releasing the trauma that you might have around sex and owning your own power. And the more we talked, the more I kind of think about this, and I this message made me think of it a lot, but within yourself, if you're not in touch sexually or in a free place sexually or like loving yourself that way, it might be hard to bring that to a partner. You know, like you kind of have to get there first to where you're comfortable, right, where you're, you know what you want, when you're in touch with your own power in that capacity. So that might be, you know, Rachel, maybe you need to spend some time with your magic wand.
Yeah. Or it's, if there's like some sort of fear that's blocking, like unleashing the freaky side.
Yes.
Like
just what is that?
Push past the fear and unlock it and try it one night and see how your husband reacts. I also think too that like, maybe save it for the next time you're on vacation. So you're like in a new space and it's like you can kind of role play and it doesn't feel like, because nothing is normal.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as abnormal. You can be like, you know, get a sexy outfit and like flip the script a little bit.
Yeah. You know? I like that idea. Or you always buy sexy lingerie too. Yeah. That's like the great way. Agent provocateur, my friends. This guy, Justin, he emails me all the time. He says, do you have incredible orgasms?
Old Justin.
Oh, depends. Justin.
Not every night.
Wouldn't you like to know? Moving on. Okay. This says, how do you safely send your significant other spicy videos or pics if they live 2,000 miles away? Put it in the fucking cloud. I mean, I just like let that shit hang loose.
I think I've talked about it before. Like, I just don't.
You don't.
I think it depends on like how significant that other is.
Oh, I agree with that. Like you don't do that with like a rando. And never put your face in it.
Never put your face in it.
Even if it is your boyfriend.
I did. There's an app called Signal.
What's that?
It's a communications app.
Okay.
That's like super encrypted apparently. And you can download Signal. I mean, it works just like a texting app like WhatsApp or something like that.
I was going to say WhatsApp. Would that work? Yeah,
you can do that. I don't know how encrypted WhatsApp is.
What about Snapchat? Don't they go away?
Snapchat does go away, and you get alerted if they screenshot it.
Yeah.
So maybe just use Snap.
Maybe that's a safe bet.
Yeah.
I don't really know if I have the right answer to that, because I just...
But I do think the right answer is never put your face, or even like if you have a specific tattoo that someone can identify you by.
Right.
Try and just make it look as innocuous as possible. They'll know it's you.
I literally was just sitting here.
Your mom to know it's you.
No, I was just sitting here and I'm like, oh, I just let that shit fly. And I'm like, next thing you know, tomorrow on TMZ, it's like my fucking porn videos out or something. That would be my luck.
What kind of tattoos do you have?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That 1 foot tattoo I'm trying to get rid of. Okay, this one comes from Brittany. She says, funny story, a booty call came over to my place after hitting up the bars on a Friday night. He was a slob kebab hot mess. Did I read this one last week?
I don't think so. I don't remember slob kebab.
Super unprofessional, but I've read it a couple times, so I just can't remember if I actually said it. I'm just going to say it anyway, and you tell me if it sounds familiar. It was such a turnoff, there was no way sex was happening because he was too drunk. I had to get this guy out, but he wasn't picking up on my hints to get the fuck out. I didn't know what to do, so I told him I was sober. Wait, Shomer Shabab Shabos? Oh, and that I had to observe the Sabbath.
Oh, Shabbat.
She misspelled all of it. Okay. Maybe she was saying sober Shabbat. Yeah.
She's doing sober Shabbat.
And then I had to observe the Sabbath. I told him I wasn't even supposed to have any lights or electronics on. And he had to go, so I didn't break
any rules.
Meanwhile,
she'd been texting him.
She's like sitting in the dark. Yeah. He looked very confused and said I was weird and scooted on out. LOL, I will never forget. So, so ridiculous, but glad it worked out.
That's amazing. She could also just be like, oh God, I've got the shits.
Oh, that would be
that'll make a guy
that'll
leave.
Be a turn off. You're like, hey, want to do M to A? Why do I keep saying A to M? Like, my boyfriend and I always make that joke, and I'm like, oh, A to M tonight, babe. Wink, wink. Mm-hmm. But it's actually not. I guess
if you stick your ass on his
mouth. Oh, ass to mouth. Yeah. Like, he would, okay.
You would do mouth to ass or ass to mouth, yeah. I guess either works. It's the same thing.
Okay, this one's a long one. Are we ready for it?
Yep.
It's from Karan, and he wants our advice on how to handle a situation.
Okay.
He said, do you think a 24-year-old recent college grad woman can truly be into a 37-year-old established successful man? First of all, okay. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. Okay, sorry. I feel like I'm getting deuced after she was so into me for the first 4 weeks of dating. Then we had sex and she spent the night, and then all of a sudden she became distant and supposedly because I asked her to commit to me only. So she got a little rattled. I don't know. I feel like there's more that she won't tell me, and now I largely get short talk and silent treatment. She told me on the second date how she would want to marry me and meet my mom and sister and all this shit. I thought she was real and genuine, and she might have been caught up in the dream of the future with me, but I don't think she really knows what she wants. And we talked all day, every day on FaceTime, Snap, audio, text. Then all of a sudden, after 4 weeks of lovey-dovey dating and talking, she suddenly went short talking to me and being distant for the most part of this past week. She told me I didn't do or say anything wrong, but she doesn't want to commit to someone and possibly move out of state for a job, which she has been doing some of lately. I think her heart is genuine. She likes me, but she's fearing something that she doesn't think I can fix. I told her all of my feelings, and I put my whole poker hand on the table in a long text, which she has not replied to. Should I just let it go and be patient and expect some feedback from her, or just move on and maybe me falling for this girl was a mistake? Everything was mutual, and she said and seemed to like me a lot.
Well, I mean, I hate to break it to you, Karan. I don't think she's that into you. And look, you sound like a good dude. You sound like you got your shit together. You actually sound like you could be a catch. Like you... What's interesting about this is it is kind of a role reversal. It's usually like the guy who like acts like he's in love until he gets that piece of ass and then he's out. And I think this is a classic role reversal where she kind of played him for some dick and then she's not looking for a relationship. I mean, she is. I think to answer his initial question, can someone that age be serious about someone his age? Absolutely. But I don't think that's a blanket statement. You know, it sounds like she's questioning whether or not she wants to even live in that city. So if there's a possible job opportunity that would cause her to move, like, I can understand why she might not want to settle down, especially at that age.
Well, it sounds like she misled a bit. Talking about marriage on the second date.
Right.
But to me, that's like red flag, red flag. Like, it's like when you move too fast, you know that something isn't right. Like, that's not a real connection. That's just some sort of weird chemistry thing or some sort of weird, like, I don't even know what you call that. But to me, it sounds like she's very immature. So, yeah,
I mean, it sounds like you might be dodging a bullet and to cut your losses.
My astrologer says rejection is your best protection.
That's
a good one. It's hard to accept rejection sometimes, but it's like, if you're being rejected, there is a reason usually that like the universe is trying to protect you from that situation. And like, I get it. And I know it's painful, especially like, I mean, as a girl, I think we've been in these situations a lot, like you say, but to me, it's an immaturity thing. So it doesn't matter guy or girl. It's like, she's talking all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, maybe he came on a little too strong. Like 4 weeks is not that long to be fully pouring your heart out. But if you're in line with someone, it doesn't matter and it doesn't scare him away.
Right.
So
right.
I would just say maybe it's time to move on.
Yeah, move. She doesn't deserve you, man. Like, I agree. You sound like you're like, you got a good head on your shoulders. You're ready to commit. Like, fuck her.
Yeah.
And at least you got some tail.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Seriously, most guys put in 4 weeks and don't get in the ass.
True. I hope she was hot.
I hope she was, too.
I hope she didn't have a busy booty.
I hope she does and nobody ever wants it again.
I don't know. The only thing that kind of threw me, too, is like, And this is like super judgmental. Okay, so my boyfriend is 9 years older than me. So I do think there's maturity. Like, I just think guys and girls are so different. But I'm just curious, like, what in some scenarios, what is too much of an age gap? Do you know what I mean? Like, 37 to 24 sounds like a significant different place in life.
Especially in those particular years.
Like, that's what I mean.
Because that's what, 14 years, 13 years? If you make that like 50 and 63, right. It's a little different. You're sort of in the sunset of your life.
Yeah.
Ugh, God, that makes it sound old.
the sunset of your life. I'm
rapidly approaching my sunset, you guys. Let's make these next 5 years count.
This is the rosé talking.
I need to get laid before my sunset.
I'm rapidly approaching my sunset.
But I think at that age, it does, like right out of college, like it's a brand new chapter of life.
I was a disaster right out of college. Like, I mean, it's just like, you don't know what you want. You barely even like know what you want to do with your career unless you're just super ahead or advanced, you know? And so like, how the fuck are you going to be able to know what you want from a relationship?
Right.
And when you're 37, especially as a guy that, I mean, he said that he's successful. He told us that. So...
I mean, look.
Good, own it. Good for you.
Go find some woman that wants a successful man.
Yeah, or maybe go for a cougar who already has her shit together too. You know? I don't know. I'm not into this 24-year-old situation.
Yeah, I think you can do better.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. This is from Erica. I've actually had a similar situation, so this is pretty funny. She said, kind of funny. My fiance was going down on me years ago and all of a sudden started tasting blood and thought I got my period. It's disgusting.
Oh no. Oh,
he then realizes he got a bad bloody nose. We ended up sitting on the floor with peroxide cleaning the sheets at like 11 p.m. on a Wednesday. It was so awkwardly funny. I've had that happen before.
A bloody nose from eating you out?
It's not from eating you out.
I don't know if he's going in there aggressively and knocked his nose.
Does anyone say eating out anymore?
I mean, what do you say? Munching? Box?
Well, why don't you do the noise that you do? Hitting all the walls. No, you just say like going down on a girl.
Eating out.
Cunnilingus. I don't know. Eating out. It sounds disgusting. But it also reminds me of like a Cardi B song.
Chowing
or something,
box.
You know? Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, it was a couple boyfriends ago. And he got a bloody nose. He got a bloody nose. Wow. During. And so he came up and there was blood like all over my stomach. Like, it was like weird. You're just like, I didn't know what was happening. I was like, oh my God, am I dying? But no, he had a bloody nose.
I guess it could happen.
Well, I'm telling you it happened. Yeah, what do you mean? I guess it could
like
happen.
What would cause, is that just someone being prone to bloody noses? Or
you know,
were they
happens.
Like.
Happens. I don't know. Maybe he was doing blow. Who knows? For all I know.
Very well
with that
been.
Boyfriend could have been. This girl says, I think, this is the girl. She said, do you ever feel like you hold out on sex if you really, really like the person, but then accidentally hook up with the ones you don't like as much? Like the one I don't like as much won't hurt me or something?
I mean, look, I think we've been conditioned to think that like sleeping with someone too soon is a recipe for it to end.
Sure.
So it would make sense that like somewhere in your subconscious, you would be like, well, this one actually seems like it might work and I really like him, so I'm not going to fuck it up by just sleeping with him.
Yeah.
I also think, too, it really can sort of protect your connection to, like, really nurture that connection before just fucking. Because, you know, back to Quran, like, I mean, maybe that's, it destroyed the connection by just, like, having sex too soon. I mean, I hate to sound like a, you know.
4 weeks?
I don't know, like...
Man, you really are, like...
Trust me, I'll fuck
there.
On the first date. I don't care.
Slut up a loser.
But I'm single, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So, I kind of get... Was this written by a woman, or who you said wrote this?
Yeah, this was a woman.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of get that, like, not wanting... Look, I can remember when I was younger, like... not wanting to have sex because I thought that like even if I brought it up it would feel like that's all I cared about. So I wanted things to feel like there was like this really natural transition to it, or like the moment where it's just like, okay, now it's just happening.
Yeah.
Rather than even being like, yo, do you want to have sex? Like,
yeah.
It just seemed like it was forcing it. And I never wanted that to feel like that's all I cared about.
Yeah.
And I felt like if I brought it up ever as part of a conversation, that's what it would look like, no matter how long I'd been dating somebody. So it would often take me a while to have sex with somebody. Now I'll like fuck on the first date. I don't care.
I just think it's all about like stop overanalyzing. Like feel it out in the moment, you know?
I also think it's really fair to ask for what you want.
Yeah.
And I think too, there's lots of instances where it's like all both people want is just to get laid that night. And that's fair.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. This girl asked me, how has sex and dating been since you've been kicked off the show? LOL.
No, I mean, I would love to dive deeper into this, but I signed an NDA that doesn't exist.
Well, I signed an NDA that doesn't exist. I signed a contract, but it's up, bitches.
It's up, bitches. Let's talk some truth.
I'm just, first of all, I want to say, kicked off the show. I wasn't kicked off the show. I stopped filming because the first time I went in to go film, I knew the second I walked in, I was like, I'm being set up by a certain person that was sitting on the couch with me. So like, I'm not gonna film anymore when I'm not an executive producer and I have zero control over what they showed, said, did, lied about, all of those things. Sex and dating since the show, thank you for asking, has been just fine.
It's been better because there's a lot less stress in your life,
probably. Well, honestly, so when we were going into season three, I was pretty stressed out because my boyfriend, who is actually going to do the podcast next week, and so you guys will hear from him finally, but he's not in the public eye at all, and he is like so not into that part of my life. Like, not like he's not in a supportive way, but he doesn't care and he doesn't really want to be in the public eye. And so I was so stressed out about going into season three. Like, what am I going to do? Am I going to fake like I'm not dating someone? Am I going to say I'm dating someone, but then like that puts him in a weird position?
Yeah.
Like, it was like this really big question in my mind. And so maybe that was the universe saving me because I didn't have to go through that. But yeah, I don't know. Like, it's been a blessing to me that I haven't had to make those kind of decisions for my relationship because other shit was going on. That was not a blessing to me.
Yeah, like, you've been able to actually focus on what matters now.
Yeah.
And that's having great sex and being present with your boyfriend.
Exactly. This girl's...
And not worrying about some fake-ass drama.
Okay. As he pops his other rosé. Don't mind.
I am drinking canned rosé.
Canned rosé. But you know what? It's actually the cutest can ever. What's the company called?
It's called Bev, and they're not a sponsor, but...
Made by chicks. I love this.
Yeah, it's a female brand.
Drink
it's cute.
Bev.
It's good, too.
They're not a sponsor, but they should be.
I was listening to Dax today, and he referenced some brand. Like, it's like just very conversational, and he's like, blah, 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 and like referenced a brand, and goes, and they're not a sponsor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, that's cute.
I know. I mean, it is kind of funny because sometimes you talk about stuff you like, and you forget that people always think that you're sponsored by them. This girl says, I mean, I'm just nosy, and I want to know if you're still dating that guy. Yes, and he will be on the podcast next week, so stay tuned.
And that's not nosy. That's caring.
I know. I actually don't think... And it's not nosy because I put my life out there, so you're entitled to ask basically whatever you want. Doesn't mean I'll answer, but... okay. How are you supposed to be okay with a guy you met 4 weeks ago sleeping with other women because we're talking and getting to know each other? It feels wrong somehow for my self-esteem and ego.
I mean,
we can't do silence.
No, I was taking a deep breath and I did it nasally.
Oh, you did it into the mic, so it makes it better.
I think if he's being honest with you about it, like, you kind of have to appreciate that, right?
I would say if you don't want to sleep with someone who's sleeping with other people, do not sleep with them yet. Yeah, like,
right.
That's on you in a way. Like,
right.
I wouldn't be comfortable with it either. That's a me thing. Like, I can't do sex with someone who's having sex with other people. But
I also think it's a good sign that he's being honest about that because there are plenty of guys out there that are fucking other people and not telling you.
That's fair. I wonder what the conversation is. I want more information. Like, did he actually tell her or does she just know that?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
'Cause she said in quotes, we're talking. 4 weeks though. Like, this is such a girl move that I'm about to do.
Okay.
But like 4 weeks and I'm sleeping with you, like, I'm kind of like, just stop fucking screwing other girls.
Right.
Like,
shit or get off the pot.
Exactly. Like, either where is this going? You know, you do start to do that thing. I mean, the 2 month mark for me is like a very much safe place to be like, where the fuck is this going?
So is your desire to not sleep with someone who's also sleeping with someone else
lots of
a
reasons.
Safety thing, or is it an emotional thing?
Both.
Yeah.
I mean, I think for me, you know, and I say this often, like I definitely think I'm different than a lot of girls, or maybe I'm not so different. I think there's maybe more girls like me. They just don't know how to talk about it. But like, I got cheated on so bad. Like it is such a trauma place for me. And so I just can't.
Yeah.
I physically, my body will shut down. Like I can't enjoy sex. If I knew my partner was with someone else, like, I don't even know. I guess if it was it's called a hookup at that point. But like, yeah, I would just not be able to do it. Like, I definitely wouldn't be able to orgasm or like be free.
Right.
You know, like my body would just be so shut.
What if the dick was that good?
No dick is that fucking good. Sorry. My vibrator's better.
To each his own.
No.
For me, it depends on the dick.
Really?
Well, I mean,
I've never met a dick so good that I'm like, he can have bad behavior.
Well, I think it depends on like where you are in the relationship. Like, For me, it's less would be less the emotional thing and more about the safety thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, but STDs. I mean,
yeah, there's definitely ways to have
safe sex,
but sure. Like nothing is perfect.
Well, also, sex with a condom is not very fun. Like, it's just there's a lot of stuff that comes with that I'm just like, yeah, I don't want to be restricted that way.
Right. Yeah.
So I guess it is a safety, but mostly emotional safety situation right. for me.
Well, I mean, look, if you're not feeling safe, it certainly affects the emotions too.
For sure. Yeah. And like, I was about to go, nothing dries me up faster. And then I caught myself, but then I said it anyway. So
there you
cheers
go.
To that. Okay. So we got a lot of questions the week before about ball play.
Juggling.
And I have totally mentioned it on my Instagram and I completely forgot to mention it in the podcast. But I want your opinion because obviously you have balls mm-hmm. and you play with balls. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you're like our ball expert.
Baller.
Maybe, you know, your balls have a couple cobwebs right now, but let's just pretend like
the
they
dust
don't.
Off those
okay.
Balls.
Okay. So this says, yes, ball play. I want to know all about it, like with your hands, with your tongue, with your mouth, one at a time, two at a time. What about the taint? I don't know. Help.
I mean, kind of yes to all. Here's
tell
the
us
thing,
more.
Too. It's like, balls can be, look, some people like rough play with balls. Balls can also be very okay. sensitive.
Mm.
The thing about your balls is the ball sack and the ball are not like one thing. So a testicle can get twisted, which is an incredibly painful thing.
Has that happened to you?
No, it has not.
Thank God.
But it is an incredibly like painful, like, but I don't know what's happening. I'm going to the emergency room situation. She's raising her hand.
I have a question.
Yeah.
A testicle can get twisted from someone sucking on your balls?
No, but playing with it, they're like,
it's just
pulling on it, whatever. Like,
oh.
But yeah, I mean, I guess if you, yeah, if someone was sucking on your balls like violently, and I don't know.
I mean, we're just trying to figure out how to do it at all. And you're like taking it to a violence place. Like, why did it get so dark?
I don't know. I'm trying to protect dudes' balls.
Do you have your balls sucked?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like to have them sucked or like juggled?
I mean, I like to have them played with. I mean, they're sensitive. So,
like, what does it feel like?
I mean, it feels good. But like, they can be sensitive. I imagine, like, I don't have breasts, at least, like, I'm not supposed to. I don't have good ones.
I loved your face when you said that.
So
I'm not supposed to,
but I do kind of have man titties. But, you know, they're kind of like the male version of tits.
So it's like, okay, like my nipples are so sensitive.
Yeah,
so
balls
is it like
can be
that?
Pretty sensitive. Yeah.
But like in a good way.
Yeah. But they can also be like, they can hurt.
Well, I don't
really
want someone to like
too.
Bite the shit out of my nipple.
Totally.
Like
right.
maybe a little nibble. Yeah. But like, okay. So it's like
I think
that.
Like licking and sucking on balls. Like start with that.
Licking and sucking.
I don't think the taint, I don't think there's a whole lot that like goes on with the taint unless you're applying pressure, because the taint is kind of where the male G-spot is, like under the taint inside and under. Mm. So if you're applying pressure on the outside,
right, you just push a little bit or do little finger
marches. But like
marches.
Licking the taint, like
Not so much. I mean, that's a little pressure though, right? With your tongue. I mean,
depends on how hard your tongue is.
That's true. Okay, so I have a couple notes that I've been told, and I want your opinion. With the sucking the balls. Let's reference.
How did we get here?
This is our life. So with the sucking the balls.
We can't even look at each other, you guys. Back to sucking the balls.
I've been told that while you're sucking, I can't look at you in the eye right now. While you're sucking, you should also be jacking him off because you can't just like leave the dick.
Yeah, I mean,
why did I turn 14? My glasses are falling.
My face is hot right now. Do you have the heat on in here?
No, I'm literally having a fucking hot flash. Am I going through menopause? What's happening?
Okay. I mean, yeah, look, the truth is most guys, like the dick is where it's really at. So don't abandon the dick.
I don't even really care about the balls. But like sometimes I'm like, but don't you want me to move around?
Yeah, don't abandon the dick. Like keep your hand on it.
So you gotta keep moving while you, like you don't want to just go down to the balls or the taint. Okay, so then another thing.
Unless it's like lead up to getting to the dick. Like
you're
if
like
it's
teasing it.
Yeah, if it's like foreplay, you're like, I'm gonna suck that dick. Like you're working your way toward it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Okay, I mean, that's interesting. The balls are sensitive, but the dick is where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if, like, your guy was, like, paying attention to your vag.
Okay.
Your puss. Whatever we're going to call it. Like, it's weird. And then was like, okay, I'm just going to play with your tits now. You'd be like, you forgot about the fucking main act.
Okay, well, you know, I have something to say about that.
Yeah. Okay. She's like, I come when my tits.
No, I literally one time did. Like, my nipples are so sensitive, and I don't think that's true for every girl. I don't know what my
same
deal
thing
is.
With guys. There's some guys that like,
yeah,
like literally get off by having their nipples played with.
Guys
too.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was shocked me. It like literally shocked me, but it happened.
Yeah.
There was like a little play downstairs, but like not very much and definitely not penetration. And
I'll be sure not to rub against you too often.
Sometimes like when I don't wear a bra, I'm like, oh God, I got to, whoa, that shirt.
You like quiver.
That material.
Silk, baby.
I'm looking at, okay, it's the long one too. And I think this is probably our last one. This is from Brent. You know what I love? We're getting more messages from guys.
I love that.
I absolutely love it. This guy says, I used to work with a girl, started as a friendship, working out, and we decided to exclusively quarantine together with built people. You guys, listen, I'm drinking when I do this.
You have got
to type correctly, okay? He says, together with built a relationship. I'm going to go with together we built a relationship. Okay. What's our best guess, Brent?
Or should there be a period? Quarantine
I'm not sure. Together, we're going to move on, though. I don't think it's that important. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, with COVID, a dating life became a living together situation very quickly. I understand that. However, things were great, weekly date nights, etc., until 2 weeks ago. I woke up and she asked that we take time apart. She felt that I was too reliable on her and that if I were around, she couldn't do her naps, her book reading, or her time to herself, even though she enjoyed my company. Who is this girl? Who has time for naps?
I kind of get it. And we'll let you finish this.
Okay. Sorry. I'm just like...
I get her perspective. Here's the thing. They were work friends.
And then they moved
in together. They started quarantining together. They moved in together. So their new normal became, we're together 24-7.
It's a lot.
So it's a lot. So yeah. I think it's fair for her to set some boundaries and say, wait a minute. Like,
I need my fucking naps.
I
kind of
miss my alone time. And it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with me and what I need. And I am such a creature of habit that like I would be just like him, like, oh, this is what we do. We do everything together. That's what we do. We're 24/7. And if something started to change, I'd be like, why are you acting weird?
Right.
Like, But I get what she's saying.
I mean, I hear it too. I just think it made me laugh that he was like, she I love can't that
he's,
do.
He's totally the girl in this situation.
Totally. But like,
I'm
but
stereotyping,
also like,
but
her reasoning is she can't do her naps, her book reading, or time to herself. Like I don't know why those. Yeah,
I mean,
things...
I wonder if he's like, what are you reading?
Well, I guess. What are you doing? Like, just let her go to the back room then and take a fucking nap, man. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe she needs to just fucking speak up.
Yeah, agreed. Long story short, it's been 2 weeks. I've seen her a few times at our workout sessions, but she's told me as recent as today that it may be easier to talk as friends in a couple weeks. I know we can be great. We just need to slow it down. She's agreed to meet up in a couple weeks to talk. What do I do? Do I cut off communication? Do I stop working out? Is it even worth it?
I think you say, I really like you. I dig you. I'm going to give you the space that you need. Mm-hmm. Make her miss you, man. Like, she has literally had a year's worth of time with you in 6 months.
It's true. Quarantine.
Give her a break.
Sped it all up.
But, and you know what? If she doesn't miss you, fuck her. Like,
well, right. He said he ended. The last thing he said was both families have met. No fights ever. She's just super... to herself and independent. I'm struggling because I'm 38 and I could see myself with her long term.
Well,
you got to give her the space.
I think you
right.
Like lay it out, let her know how you feel and say, but I respect you. I know this has been hard on both of us.
Yeah.
Let me know when you like want to pick this up. It's just fucking weird times.
The other weird thing is you know, what's unfortunate is sometimes, especially in this situation, like they're not actually boyfriend and girlfriend. Doesn't sound like they ever really went there. You might need to play a little hard to get to make her be like, oh damn, I do want this guy.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? I hate that you have to do that, but like there is something about our human psyche sometimes that if someone's too available, you kind of
make her lay it out like, yeah, you know, maybe say like, are you fine if I date other people at this point,
right?
You know, like, know what the boundaries are. Make her give real boundaries.
Yeah.
And then go about your life. And if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And it's so cliche, but it's kind of true.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, oh, it'll be. How did we get here?
We're
going
to have to pay the licensing now.
How did we get here?
Oh, how did we get here? Okay.
We got to go.
We gotta,
on that note, we better go.
We got some ninky to eat.
We're about to go eat hibachi. I hope I get a shrimp thrown in my throat. That's like the most fun thing is when they throw it up in the air and you have to catch it. Like
you
a grape.
Thrown down your throat, don't you, girl?
Wow.
All right. On that note.
Hey, you guys be on the lookout for our Cameo page. Hopefully we'll be launching, I'm going to say maybe by next week. We'll keep you guys posted on my Instagram at Velvet's Edge. Chip is at Chip Dorsch. Always keep these messages coming to @casual@velvetsedge.com. You can always DM us as well. We love the like dirty shit.
I mean,
clearly.
God, I'm so glad my mom only has a flip phone.
Unfortunately, my mom listens. So,
dad only does Facebook, so he doesn't know shit.
No, these people don't know. Yeah. My parents, on the other hand, are like, oh God, our daughter. They're like on their knees. They're just praying. Well, you guys have a great week. Thanks again for listening. And always remember,
act casual.
Bye.